This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant, one versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Kenny. Final hour. Power hour. You better you bet on Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos, our amazing crew, and you. The power hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And look, we'll get to some college basketball at the end of the show. We look forward to that. No matter the matchup, betting with boosted odds makes every basket mean more. Activate your odds boost token for any college basketball bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Get set for tip-off with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today, and please gamble responsibly. Man, we got Arizona and Kansas tonight. They call it the fog, right? I have that right, just like making sure. It's like sounds right in my head. Just want to make, yes. I was like 99% sure that was right. I don't know why I had that moment of indecision. Can't wait for that game. How about St. John's coming off the rowdy win at the Garden over UConn this weekend? St. John's more than a 2-touchdown favorite against Xavier? Father versus son? Patino v. Patino coming up tonight. Anyone want to take the points of the Musketeers? Fading St. John's off the big win against UConn? We'll talk about it at the end of the show and the NBA slate where, look, very quickly on the NBA. Yeah. The fact that we're not even at the All-Star break, and I get it. I really do. And teams are already actively tanking. Like the Utah Jazz the other night, sitting Jaren Jackson and Lauri Markkanen for the entire fourth quarter while they're healthy. It's not great. Now, as Tyler Morales says in our chat, Darren Peterson, who you'll watch tonight for Kansas. I mean, looks like he could step onto an NBA court right now and be like, you know, a top 25 player in the league already. He's sick. DeBonsa's good. I don't know if he's as good as Darren Peterson, but you got A.J. DeBonsa. Yeah, Boozer. There are so many good freshmen in college basketball this year. You understand why, because like, that's how you unlock the rebuild. If you're the Wizards, if you're the Jazz, you're one of these teams. You got to get a top pick. Ideally, you want number one to take Peterson, but man, you want a top pick. It's just, it's tough right now. It's like the regular season in the NBA is broken. I'm not the first person to say this. I won't be the last. We can actually move on past this, but just wanted to give my opinion there. So handicapping the NBA this morning, just, I mean, like, what are we doing here? Let's talk some football. Will Brinson will join us 20 minutes from now from CBS Sports, my buddy, to talk Super Bowl 60, talk the halftime show. I gave you my opinion on it. Keep on firing the comments on YouTube, youtube.com/@thecostos. We'll continue reading them. We have a ton of tweets. I don't know if we'll get to them today, but we will get to a lot of them coming up tomorrow on the show, if not. All right. We need like some kind of tagline for the show, like we tell the truth. I don't know. Like the truth, like sports with truth serum. Always want to tell the truth on the show. So let's tell the truth about the New England Patriots and their performance last night and their season. We'll start with the good. It's a 10 out of 10. Well, unless you want to say like a 10 out of 10 season, only one team has it, the team that wins. 9.5 out of 10 as a season for the New England Patriots. And yes, the schedule was insanely easy. And like Patriots fans get so, and it's just fans in general, I get it, so sensitive. Like why can't we just like, again, tell the truth? The schedule's easy. The playoff path was insane in the AFC. Justin Herbert and the impotent Chargers offense, they fire the offensive coordinator. C.J. Stroud, one of the worst playoff games ever been played by a quarterback. And then Jarrett Stidham in the snow. Like, come on. But look, they won 14 games. They clearly have their franchise quarterback. And they played for a Super Bowl championship. The season, despite how it ended, listen to me here. Because I know, like, everyone's got a problem, right? Everyone wants to harp and latch onto the negative. Hear me in full. The season is a rousing success for Mike Vrabel, Drake May, and the New England Patriots. Next sentence, as we tell the truth, last night's performance by New England, specifically Drake May and the offense, was pathetic. It was atrocious. It was embarrassing. To the degree that, like, if Drake, and he almost won, if Drake May had won MVP over Matthew Stafford, which he didn't, but almost did, and I understand it's a regular season. I get it. You don't have to, oh, but it's a regular, you don't know it's a regular season award? Let me tell you something. I know everything, okay? Doesn't mean I'm right with all my opinions, but you think I don't know what's going on? Stop it. If Drake May had won MVP, what a disgrace that would have been in retrospect. He's miserable last night. And look, is it possible that his shoulder was really screwed up? I actually think that that might be true. And the reason why I say that, in the first couple rounds of the playoffs, first three rounds, Wild Card Division Championship Sunday, like, was Drake May great in those games? Like, he wasn't, right? He wasn't great. He was worse in the Super Bowl than he was in any of those games. And he was amazing in the regular season. Now, maybe he's not Mahomes, and he's not, or Allen, or Lamar, or Burrow, whatever. He's way better than we saw last night. Way better. So again, we're telling the truth, right? He was horrendous last night. I'm not defending him. He was bad. He was double clutching. His internal clock was sped up. And look, he got the crap kicked out of him for four playoff games straight. Most sacked quarterback in the history of any postseason. You can't miss open receivers the way he did. And he missed a ton of them. And thankfully, he missed some at the end because the game almost went over the total, and I would have been throwing stuff into the wall with my underbed, holding on for dear life at the very end. Here's what I'd say to everybody. Again, Drake May was bad. This is not like, well, actually, he was good, and let me tell you why what you saw was a lie. But I'll ask you, do you think something might have been up with Drake May? He wasn't just bad. He was so bad. And in the regular season, he was so good. So good, so good. Was this weekend? Where it began. Missing open receivers. Watching Will Campbell get trucked. And you know what would happen to Will Campbell? It was hands, touching chest, pushing him back, all the way back into Drake. I mean, can we move Will Campbell to guard right now? I mean, this guy is not a tackle. So, sorry. And maybe you kick him into guard and he's Joe Thuney. I don't know. This guy is not a tackle. He's not a left tackle. We saw Drake May be so good in the regular season that I can't help but think something's up. Now, maybe your counter to that would be, it's the big moment and he shrunk in the big moment. And you might be right. And here's the fun thing about sports. We're going to find out. Because he's going to play next season. And we're going to find out one way or another, right, wrong, or indifferent, good or bad, if Drake May wilted in the big spot or if he was hurt. He said after the game they shot him up before the game. Like, there's no way his shoulder was totally right. It was, oh, well, they lied on the injury report. Like, what do you think goes on in this league? Oh, well, what a scandal, is it? I don't know. I'd probably lie if I were them. You're trying to win the Super Bowl. The guy, you think they care what I think or what you think? They're trying to win a championship. You better you bet on this Monday. So now there are people. And I got a lot of good tweets on this topic, man. We're going to read some of them to you tomorrow. It's going to be great. Did Drake May's performance in Super Bowl 60 change how you feel about him and his season? My opinion, while acknowledging, I don't have the answer yet. We're going to find out, right? In a couple of years, we're going to know, right? But until then, we can only just tell you what we think. I don't think it ruins the season. I don't think it does. I get it. The schedule was easy, and they played backup quarterbacks and teams that fired their coaches. It was like a magic red, like the red carpet rolled out for them to the Super Bowl. I understand. He was also like magnificent for the vast majority of the season. He was. He almost won MVP. Like, we can't, like, retcon what just happened based on Super Bowl 60. I'm using the word retcon a lot. I have to be honest. I really like it. People use it like, I think I first saw it used with Star Wars. Like, Han Solo's alive. Like, they retconned it. They wouldn't, like, you basically, like, create your own history. Like, make it up. Revisionist history. Like, Drake May was great this season. And he's going to be really good next season. Like, do you really think that Drake May's just going to suck next year? Like, he's going to be bad now. Like, come on. He had a bad game. I think it's probably a combo of maybe he wilted a little bit under the bright lights. Maybe he's hurt. And maybe his offensive line was a total train wreck. Right? Is that fair to say? Like, Will Campbell and Jared Wilson and Garrett Bradbury and company, like, to call them a turnstile, I think is incorrect. Because a turnstile is like, you just run around them, or you run through them. No. This was like, for people that watched The Challenge on MTV, when CT, like, basically had put Johnny Bananas on his back and power walked across the sand. Or like when Jeff Van Gundy was clinging to Alonzo Mourning's leg for dear life during a Knicks Heat brouhaha in the late 90s. No, this wasn't turnstile. This was physical domination of the Patriots offensive line. So look, it was bad. really bad for New England. But man, like, to think that, like, they're just done now and May's going to suck is so stupid. I'm sorry. And I think I'm really fair on the show when I say to people, right? Like, opinions are opinions, and I don't have to be right, and I can be wrong, and you can be right, or vice versa. I actually think it's wrong to say, like, Drake May sucks. Like, I hope people don't think that. I'm getting tweets that they do, that he just stinks now. There's no way. Now, the Patriots are in a little bit of a spot of trouble here. Because, and I thought NBC did a great job of talking about this during the game. You better, you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports. Was the number 30? It was 30, right? 30 first-year players. The most ever for a Super Bowl team. Think about how many times over the past weeks, couple weeks, months, the season, I've praised the Patriots for what they did in free agency last year. Typically, you don't see teams spend the type of money they did, bring in the sheer volume of players that the Patriots did, and have it work at all, much less to this degree. Milton Williams, Stephon Diggs. There were some really funny Stephon Diggs memes last night. Very funny. Milton Williams, Stephon Diggs, Carlton Davis, Landry, Spillane. We can go down the list. It was an outrageous offseason from New England. You had Christian Gonzalez take the next step. Did Chris Collinsworth bet Christian Gonzalez to win Super Bowl MVP? Like, the Seahawks are up 12-0. The Patriots have negative 8 yards of total offense, and Chris Collinsworth keeps saying Christian Gonzalez is the best player on the field. Who cares? And you know I think Chris Collinsworth's the best. Just like, The Christian Gonzalez agenda was a little too much last night. He was great in the game. Also, his team got annihilated. The Patriots are going to have to draft well now, because you can't depend on free agency every year. You're going to have to draft well, and maybe they will. But then again, maybe they won't. You know my opinion on Buffalo. I think the Bills are going to be better next year with Joe Brady. It didn't matter who they hired. Better without Sean McDermott. I think Buffalo is going to be better. I think Baltimore is going to be better with Jesse Minter. The Chiefs can't be worse than they were last year. Can C.J. Stroud get his head screwed on straight? The New England Patriots, in this run with Drake May, and I'm actually going to extend this, there may not be another team in the history of sports that has an easier run to the championship than the 2025 Patriots just did. It may never happen again in sports, much less in the NFL. And they lost. We may look back on it 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 5 years from now, and say this was their best chance. I'm not trying to be a hater when I say that. Joe Burrow and the Bengals have missed the playoffs 3 straight years. Burrow lost at Super Bowl in year 2. Dan Marino never got back to the Super Bowl after getting annihilated by the Niners in Super Bowl 19. This is not to say that Drake May can't go back to a Super Bowl or New England can't go back. They've got a lot of good young players on the team. Vrabel's an outstanding coach. McDaniels isn't going anywhere. Just that, if I were a Patriots fan, I'd be a little nervous that this was your best shot. And they missed. And they lost. Let's take it to the next level. Because I like to frame things historically, right? Historical context. Now, I will only use 1990 to present day. 1990 is the first year I watched. I can give you opinions, but to be fair, like, I wasn't watching those seasons like I've been watching the seasons from 90 on. From 1990 on, there's a case to be made. If you're a Patriots fan, like, you're going to hate this, but I think, like, again, like, let's just tell the truth, please. That they're one of the three worst teams to make a Super Bowl in the last 25 years. Or let's call it 35 years since 1990, 36 years. I would put them on the list, on a short list, with the 1994 Chargers, who upset the Steelers in Pittsburgh and then just got destroyed by the 49ers and Steve Young. And honestly, my 2000 New York Giants. And you know I love the Giants. I think it's the 94 Chargers, the 2000 Giants. Honestly, you could put the Bengals on the list, but I mean, they almost beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. 94 Chargers, 2000 Giants, 2025 Patriots. The worst teams to make the Super Bowl. And if you're being honest, I think you could probably come to grips that that's true. Or maybe you disagree, maybe you think another team should be on that list, whatever. Just that the Patriots were not a worthy AFC champion. And it's not their fault. If I were them, I would have gone to the Super Bowl too. I get it. Josh Allen had to be watching this game last night and want to pour himself a nice tall glass of Clorox. How devastated do you think Sean Payton and Bo Nix were watching the game last night? Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence. CJ Stroud and D'Amico Ryans. Hell, Patrick Mahomes and his torn ACL. Imagine John Harbaugh watching the game last night. I mean, come on. Come on. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we'll continue to put the 2025 NFL season into more perspective. Herman Edwards said earlier in the show that like, oh, this is a parity-driven league now. We had all these new teams. Great. In this particular instance, I don't think that difference meant better. I don't think so. We said in the moment, and Patriots fans took it as some grand disrespect, and it's not. It wasn't. We're just telling the truth. The Super Bowl was the NFC Championship game. Just like it used to be in the early 90s with Cowboys and Niners. Rams-Seahawks was the NFC Championship game. And it was the Super Bowl. Patriots-Broncos was just who's going to end up losing to the Rams or the Seahawks. So for the Patriots, great season, lot to be proud of. Drake May is going to be awesome moving forward. I think that might have been your best shot to win a Lombardi Trophy in this era. We'll take a break. On the other side, Will Brinson from CBS Sports will join us. Will has just joined the call. Will, I am very late. I apologize. You have to hang for a few minutes. Sorry, my friend. Will Brinson will join us on the other side. All my bets for tonight will wrap up the show on a Monday on Westwood One Sports.
Seattle finally got their revenge. Victory against the Patriots. The Seahawks are your Super Bowl 60 champions on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky can...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
91.32.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008 with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Mike Tirico with the call last night on NBC. Bets for tonight will close the show. A lot more to get to tomorrow as it concerns Super Bowl 60. I guess we scratched the surface. We got to a lot of stuff today. A lot more tomorrow, including I have my early prediction as to who's going to win Super Bowl 61. I feel really good about it, actually. And in case people missed it, Atlanta Falcons rookie pass rusher James Pierce involved in, like, a ridiculous story over the weekend. You can look it up if you want to. I think he's probably going to jail, and people can look up the story. Crashed his car into his girlfriend's car and then into a police officer's car. Not great. Andy Slater, who covers the NFL down in South Florida. James Pierce faces a minimum of 5 years in prison if he's convicted of just one of the charges against him. Not great. And just to take this into sports, the LA Rams have the Falcons' first-round pick as a result of the James Pierce trade. Let's let that hang for a second. Joining me now here on the show to help break down Super Bowl 60, we'll get his opinion on the halftime show as well, is my good friend, the very talented, the very witty, the charismatic, Will Brinson from Will Brinson from CBS Sports on Twitter at Will Brinson. You can read all of Will's work at CBSSports.com. You can watch him on CBS Sports HQ and does a great job as a betting analyst as well for our friends at Sportsline. How's Super Bowl Sunday treat you, my friend?
Not bad. You know, I was big on the under. I thought this would be a low scoring Super Bowl. I had Seahawks alts and the under in the game. So, I mean, pretty good. Like, you know, could have been better. Props,
so you're rich.
Props weren't very good. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm rich. I mean, but yeah, I mean, I was worried the Mike Vrabel factor and the fact that like Carolina hit a walk off three to beat Duke on Saturday. It was like a bad omen for Drake May, like doing something magical. And the reality was, it just wasn't ever going to happen, right? Like Mac Hollins, RJ White, shout out to my colleague RJ White. He had Mac Hollins overs. That was a great look because Mac Hollins was the primary offense. But as an NC State guy, I was not like there. So I emceed the Pinewood Derby, which is like a Boy Scouts thing, right? And all the kids, the entire time, I was basically just heckled by Drake May fans, like young Drake May fans, all these kids wearing Drake May jerseys because all the Carolina fans are huge Drake May fans. So I was rooting for Seattle. It's a positive result. Get the under, get Seattle. And I think, you know, you said it, like, I don't know that it was definitively – it was always going to be a blowout. Like, I don't think – they never had a chance. My favorite stat, Nick, from Super Bowl Sunday is from Front Office Sports. Next-gen stats, tracked, Bad Bunny – carrying the football during the halftime show for 124.4 total yards. The Patriots had 79 rushing yards in the game. Bad Bunny outrushed the Patriots in this football game. I mean, that's and I know that New England ended up, like, Drake May isn't going to go down as the worst. It's not going to go down as the worst quarterback performance in Super Bowl history. But if they don't get those garbage time touchdown and the garbage time yards, it probably is pretty close to it. I think his shoulder was more banged up than maybe the Patriots let on.
I agree.
And I think
that.
We'll see some kind of
he could have been bad organically. He was so bad last night that it's hard to imagine that it wasn't bothering him. I'm not making excuses for him. He was bad. It's hard to imagine it wasn't bothering him to some degree, right?
Well, and the game plan from Josh McDaniels was a lot of, like, really short passes really early. And I realized that, you know, Will Campbell and that left side of the line wasn't doing their job. It wasn't stopping Seattle at all. And Seattle has a great pass rush. Seattle, like, an all-time defense, which is incredible that John Schneider's built up two of these defenses in the span of, like, a decade or whatever. But, like, it was very clearly they were not trying to attack downfield, couldn't attack downfield. And even, like, Drake May, that first pass he threw over 15 yards was an absolute moon ball that looked like, you know, 40-year-old Russell Wilson throwing it, it went out of bounds. It wasn't close. I mean, he had – and Sam Darnold wasn't great in this game either. The Patriots defense stepped up and tried to keep him in the game. But the reality was, you know, that offense with that offensive line and the issues they have there, with Drake May and the issues he had, whether it's with the shoulder or the turnovers, and he's been prone to turnovers the entire postseason, with the weapons they had and the inability to run the ball, was never going to beat Seattle in that game without some really fluky stuff going New England's way, and I think Seattle knew that. I think that's why they banged out a bunch of field that? Goals early.
What's funny about that? Yeah. I'm curious if you. I'm guessing you agree with this. It's like Pandora's box, right? You can either shut it, or you can leave it open ajar. And it felt like the Seahawks were committed to leaving it open ajar, where I couldn't believe how many times Clint Kubiak and Sam Darnold put the ball into harm's way or calling pass plays when I didn't think they needed to. Like, Darnold almost threw a pick six on the first play of the game. Now, he didn't, and he doesn't end up throwing interceptions. I don't know if it would have mattered with the way the Seahawks defense played against New England's offense. It felt there. I actually feel like there are versions of this game that are way closer because Seattle, in my opinion, was way too cavalier with the play calling, and Darnold was too cavalier with where he put the football.
If you one of my favorite plays was Sam Darnold under 29.5 passing attempts because I thought the game was going to go like this. If you told me Kenneth Walker ran 27 times for 135 yards against this New England defense, and that the Patriots scored they scored 0 points before the fourth quarter, then correct. I would feel like that Sam Darnold under on the pass attempts was an absolute mortal lock because they wouldn't attempt to put it in harm's way. Now, I do think that what Kubiak and the Seahawks did from, like, just a game planning perspective and a game and an approach perspective to throw when New England maybe wasn't expecting it was smart in some spots, and it did keep them on their heels, and it did allow Kenneth Walker to kind of get some open yards in terms of rushing. But yeah, like that 38 passing attempts for Sam Darnold in that game is pretty wild considering how it went. And I do believe that, you know, while they did leave it ajar just because it was like, all right, like, you know, they're, you know, it's like what, 12-0 and they're making the field goals. New England's not doing anything. You know, they punted on all like the first six of their possessions, I believe. Yes, they left it ajar, but they were also like, we know what we have to get to win this game from an offensive perspective. And that if we get to like 19 points, there's almost no chance, given how our defense is playing, that the Patriots are going to come back. So when they scored that A.J. Barner touchdown, it's 19-0. You know, that really felt like the nail in the coffin, even if the Patriots immediately got a long touchdown to Drake May after that.
Will Brinson, CBS Sports.
Mike Collins from Drake May.
Will Brinson here with us on the show, CBS Sports on Twitter at Will Brinson. You better, you bet, Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos here with you, presented by BetMGM. We have about 10 minutes left, Will. I have like five things I want to hit you with, so let's try and do a little lightning round here. I mentioned at the top of the show, like, for you as well, it's a good betting night. Like, props were good, side was good, total was good. We were both on the under. Now, for people that don't
bet, a little sweaty.
I would say like Patrick Ewing at the free throw line in double overtime. So, I mean, just like this was the bet was over. Like the game was over. It was a dead under. And then at the end of the game, here's the pick six. And then here's the Drake May touchdown to Mac Collins. And then we got another Patriots touchdown. Take us through the sweat at the end of the game with the under. I felt it. You did, for people that bet the game. And if you didn't bet, just think about this, right? You made a bet. It's a great bet. It's going to win. And then maybe it's not. 1 to 10, the sweatiness of the under bet last night in the waning moments of the Super Bowl.
I would say like a 7.5, maybe, just because it's the Super Bowl. And like to your point, the game was a stone cold under. Like stone cold. There is no way on earth that this game with 9 points in the first half, 12 points total, through three quarters of this game can possibly go over 45. So maybe it's like an 8.5, maybe it's a 9. I don't know. And the point, this is one of those things that we see in Super Bowls though, where the fourth quarter can get a little bit looser. You know, you have a team that, cause it's not like, it's not like it's like Pete Carroll and the Raiders against the Chiefs in week eight, like week 12, where Pete Carroll's like, you know what? I'm not even using my timeouts. We're just running the ball. This game's over. Let's get out of Dodge. This is like, it's a Super Bowl. You know, you're going to lay it all out there. And so you do see a little more desperation. You know, I knew there was going to be some dropbacks, a lot of dropbacks from Drake May in that fourth quarter, which were going to be dangerous because he was going to get pressured. And if Seattle scoops and scores, then you're in a lot of trouble. And that started to happen. So yeah, I mean, it was hella sweaty, right? I mean, and it's one of those where I've been able to add 29 and 13 for 40 years of my life or whatever it is. Like, I know that it's 42. I'm still like double checking math. Like, all right, what do I need? What has to happen here? Cause the side of your face is starting to turn red internally. And it's like burning a little bit. You're like, I can't believe I'm going to lose this freaking under on this absolute nonsense. And so I think that's the part where the sweat really kicks in, when you're doing double checking your math to make sure you have enough wiggle room here.
And that's good practice, by the way, as we get set to head into conference tournaments of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, there is no math done around the world. Grade schools, high schools, colleges, professional mathematicians, scientists. There is no math done quite like the math that you do in your head when you bet the total of a college basketball game and it's coming down the stretch. What do I need? What do I need here is absolutely the best.
You're adding two totals that are rapidly changing because it's like people are shooting and it's like especially in like a high paced game. You're adding the math on those, and then you're simultaneously dividing that by the number of minutes, which is also moving at the same time, and trying to figure out how many points you can allow. And then you're thinking about these freaking free throws at the end of the game. You're wondering conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament, the live math on that. Like I probably the month of March. And then into the beginning of April, when you get your screen time results on like Sunday, it's like, here's what apps you've used. It's like the calculator has gone up 30 to 40% because I'm trying to do that math because I can't do it in my head because my face is burning and I'm freaking out about losing an under in a college basketball.
Will Brinson here with us on the show. We need to, Bill, we got to get a piece of imaging done for when Will comes on the show. Once upon a time in another lifetime, Will and I used to play a game on the Pick Six podcast, talking NFL for CBS Sports. The game was called Hot Take or Just Right. I'd like to play a game of Hot Take or Just Right. We've got like 6 minutes left. I'd like to hit you with a couple different things here. Numero uno, you said this earlier in the interview, so I'm guessing you think this is just right. I think it's a hot take. The Seattle Seahawks are a historically great team and historically great defense. Hot take or just right?
It's right on the border. It's a tough one because
it's a flaming hot take, man. It's on fire.
It's probably a hot take. I think defensively they might be historically good. Now, are they even as good as the last Seattle Super Bowl team? Like, probably not. Like, the Legion of Boom.
I said that earlier. I think the Legion of Boom defense is better than this defense, and that's not an insult to this defense.
No, the Legion of Boom is like up there with the 85 Bears. And we're also talking about a team that, Seattle shut down everybody in the NFL this year, with the exception, by the way, this is why, if you voted for Drake May for MVP instead of Matthew Stafford, you're kind of a clown today. Well, shout out to Sam Monson for saving us from, can you imagine if Drake May was the MVP right now? After that performance in the Super Bowl, what a joke. I mean, their schedule was so easy. Stafford carved up the Seattle defense, and I think it speaks volumes to him versus Drake May. And, Drake May's a really good quarterback. He's been a great player. This offense for Seattle was very good, but it wasn't. It's not, historic. This team can't be considered historic. It was a lesser version of what the last Seahawks team had. I mean, Kenneth Walker, awesome, but he's kind of like a beast mode light. And then Sam Darnold played a great year, had a fantastic season, but also basically just Russell Wilson light in terms of being great on play action, not making, he still made a bunch of mistakes in over the course of the season. And the defense, again, I think it's a great defense, and I think the special teams were elite too once they added Rashid Shaheed, but I don't think it's you're right, it's not a historic team, but I do think they're better in terms of where they stack up historically than people might want to give them credit for.
Hot take or just right? The New England Patriots we're not only not the best team in the AFC this season, but maybe not one of the best two teams in the AFC this season, as it turns out. Hot take or just right?
I think that's just right. New England, look, you got to beat who's on your schedule. And New England beat who's on their schedule. But that schedule will go down as, I think, here's your hot take. That's the easiest schedule in NFL history. Like, even you get to the playoffs and you got to play some good defenses, but you get the Chargers without both tackles. You get the Texans without Nico Collins. You get the Broncos with Jared Stidham at quarterback. And then you get absolutely slaughtered in the Super Bowl when you have to face a really good team. So, yeah, I think it's, you can easily make a case that the Patriots, and I think they got there. I think they got to the postseason and they won the AFC East by virtue of their schedule and Drake May's improvements, which were legitimate, with Josh McDaniels there, with Mike Vrabel making the team better and a really good defense. They got to the Super Bowl by virtue of Mike Vrabel going into the playoffs, knowing that he was going to sort of like turtle up, tighten the hatches, do whatever it is, and play great defense, run the football, keep it close, and steal games or put games away late by smart football and like basic fundamentals. It was Belichickian in that sense, but it wasn't going to work against a Seattle team that just overpowered them. And so, yeah, like I think Buffalo probably gives the Seahawks. I'm not saying Buffalo is the team you're talking about.
How
like,
can it be worse?
I think. Right. I mean, like, I think Denver at full strength, with like Bo Nix, gives them a better battle than Drake May and the Patriots did. I think Buffalo and Josh Allen, just by virtue of having Josh Allen, give them a better battle. And then I think that the Rams, if the Rams beat the Seahawks in the NFC Championship game, I think the Rams slaughtered the Patriots.
Agreed. Last one for you. Not hot take or just right. A through F, 1 through 10, however you want to grade it. What did Will Brinson think of the Bad Bunny halftime show?
A C plus. I mean, like,
I gave it a C.
I enjoyed it.
I gave it a C.
Yeah, like, I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was fine. I got the exact text from my father that I thought I would get about it.
I'm guessing Will's dad is an older conservative white male from North Carolina. My guess is that your dad was locked into Kid Rock and Lee Greenwood.
I don't think he changed the channel. I just think he was a little like perplexed by what was going on.
Because he's proud to be an American.
I've been getting the text in the last like 10 years. I mean, like, he's just old, you know. Like, no offense, Dad. I think a lot of people want the halftime show to be more than what it is. It was entertaining, and Bad Bunny like played some good songs, and it was. I don't know any of the songs.
You don't know any of them. What do you mean the songs?
I don't know any of them. I wasn't bothered by it. It didn't like, you know, it didn't upset me. It didn't blow my mind. You know, like, we're never going to get a Prince Super Bowl again, or like, you know, we're never going to get, I just don't think that the like mind blowing performances by like rock concert performances are on the stage where this has become like more theatrical. Jay-Z and Roc Nation are involved with the, they produce it. It's an Apple Music thing. Like, it's going to be what it's going to be. It's going to be, you know, like, I thought it was fine. It's fine. I enjoyed it, but I didn't like, you know, didn't love it. Didn't hate it.
Would you go to a Bad Bunny concert?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was like, you know, especially like the, like, I mean, like, I don't know if you ever listened to Buena Vista Social Club, like an old school, like Cuban, like jazz quartet. Like, I mean, like, it's had like some of those vibes to it at very point. Yeah. They're fantastic. Yeah. So like, yeah, I'd go to a Bad Bunny show.
And
somebody would probably be like, all right, who's the cop?
I have to tell you, we've hung out many times in person. No one is confusing you with a cop. And the other, lots of very attractive Latin women. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Will, nothing wrong with
that. Who's your pick? Wait, how much time do we have? 30 seconds?
Like
a, what do we have, a minute?
Like a hard minute.
Yeah. Who's your, who are you, you gave, I want to, I'm not going to listen to the rest of your show. No offense. I'm going to go like, you know, watch Bad Bunny reruns. Yeah. But I'm, the Super Bowl pick. I think the odds are fascinating. It's been a long time since we have seen the favorite to win the Super Bowl at 9.5 to 1 after the Super Bowl. Like, usually it's like 2 or 3 to 1. And then you have to go you know, there's a lot of teams 40 to 1 or less. I think it's just a very interesting state of affairs in the NFL when it comes to the futures and Super Bowl betting.
We'll catch up with you down the road, my friend.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Will Brinson joining us here from CBS Sports on Twitter at Will Brinson. We'll take a break. We'll wrap up the show with all my bets for tonight right after this.
Seattle finally got their revenge. Victory against the Patriots. The Seahawks are your Super Bowl 60 champions on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Paid spokesperson. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
591-32.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
All right, some thank yous to Dole Lab before we wrap up the magnificent Football Monday, Super Bowl 60 postgame edition of You Better You Bet, with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Our two guests on the show today, both fantastic, breaking down Super Bowl 60, the great Herman Edwards from ESPN, and our friend Will Brinson from CBS. Bill Zimmerman is our executive producer, Tyler Morales, our technical director, Kenny Henderson on the board, Downtown Mike Brown and Dan the Man Turner handling the video operation of the show. All right, Kenny, let's please drop the dope-ass beat. No matter the matchup, betting with boosted odds makes every basket mean even more. We want you, the listener and viewer, to activate your odds boost token for any college basketball bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Get set for tip-off with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today, and please gamble responsibly. Tyler and Kenny, pop on here if you have college basketball bets. One quick thought in the NBA for tonight. So Luka Doncic is out with a hamstring for the Lakers. The Lakers are hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. OKC is currently getting bet. I would like to wait until the last possible second and bet the Lakers tonight. With LeBron and Austin Reeves both going to play, that will be a small bet for me. The NBA is really wonky right now. I will kind of keep wading back into the NBA waters as the days roll on and football season goes further into the rearview mirror. I need to get a handle on everything in the NBA, candidly, to bet it on a nightly basis. So a small bet for me on the Lakers. I'm feeling better about college basketball. So new college basketball plays coming your way tonight from yours truly. Numero uno. And this will be a show bet. I'm on it. Tyler's on it. Kenny Henderson is on it. And it's the game. Oh, boy. And the line is on the move. The game of the night in college basketball. One of the games of the season in college basketball is undefeated and top-ranked Arizona visits the fog to take on Kansas and Darren Peterson, who look exceptional now with Darren Peterson healthy. This morning, Arizona was a 2.5-point road favorite. That number now is down to 1.5. If you're like, oh, well, how did you're just saying that you want to be making up a better number. I don't know. I like gave in to beat the books this morning, like 3 hours ago, liking Kansas plus 2.5. So I think Kansas is going to win and knock Arizona from the ranks of the unbeaten. I like Kansas. Kenny likes Kansas. Tyler likes Kansas, which probably means kiss of death. But we're all on Kansas tonight against Arizona. And one other bet for me. Oh, man, and this one's moving in the opposite direction. So St. John's is on a roll right now. St. John's beat UConn this weekend. St. John's is feeling good. Xavier's coming to town. Patino v. Patino. Numbers up to 15.5. I may regret it. Small bet for me on the X-Men, on Xavier, to keep it within shouting distance tonight against St. John's. So Lakers, Xavier, and Kansas. Kansas, my favorite of the three. Here's the good news. We got a lot of Super Bowl content coming up tomorrow on the show, and I got to give you my initial thought on Super Bowl 61. So appreciate everyone who tuned into the show today. We will catch you tomorrow on a terrific Football Tuesday. Until then, on behalf of our crew, I'm Nick Costos wishing you, Minimal Sweats, Winning Bets, the absolute very best of luck. Our friends, Black and Abdallah, coming up next on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the 5 critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead. NAPA know-how!
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleep.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186.
Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008 with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant, one versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.